Diamond Valley Council has approved the first reading of the Colts Crossing Area Structure Plan. The decision was made following a public hearing on July 16 at the Flair and Derrick Community Hall that attracted a modest crowd of about 50 residents. It was the second public hearing on the large-scale residential proposal at the east end of Black Diamond in the last 2 months. Council's decision will allow the proposal to continue through the municipal approval process. The development plan put before residents this week was a scaled-down version of an earlier proposal that had over 1,500 housing units spread over 345 acres. The revised proposal includes 935 anticipated units, with a maximum number of units set at 1,237. The anticipated population is 2,151, with a maximum population of 2,845. Colts Crossing has proven contentious as a public hearing in May attracted nearly 200 residents, largely in opposition. "For 12 years I have been saying that we need to plan for the growth when the growth comes," said Diamond Valley Mayor Barry Crane. "This is the right way to go, it's the right way to move forward." Several concerns were raised by residents during the hearing, including the forum being held in the summer when residents might not be around to attend. While the speakers were mostly opposed to the proposal, roughly one-third expressed support, a stark difference to the previous public hearing. After concerns about water supply, wildlife and loss of small-town feel were voiced at the May hearing, developers Quantum Place were told by council to address the issues before bringing back a revised proposal. At this week's hearing, Quantum Place reassured the public that it had the water supply checked and secured and that wildlife sweeps had not seen anything of concern. The biggest worry for most residents was the loss of small-town feel. This complaint was addressed more by council members, who said that growth is needed and that small-town feel comes from residents, not the town itself. "Small-town feel has much more to do with the people willing to volunteer and to be in our social clubs and other societies," said Cown. Cindy Holiday. "It's the attitude of the people that make the community, it's the volunteers that make the community," added Crane. One spot of contention during the hearing happened when Foothills County Director of Planning Heather Hemingway took to the mic to reiterate the county's concerns with Colts Crossing and threatened a lengthy judicial review if not addressed. "The review has the possibility of putting the project on ice for months." After deliberation, council weighed its options and agreed to tackle the concerns with the county at a later date. Council stressed that the vote does not mean the development will be built overnight and resident input will still be considered in the future. "What we really need to look at is how we want our community to grow," said Crane. "And I think this hits the note."